Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and welcome to Balance Point. It has been a while since we have had one of our Bible studies here at Balance Point, and I guess before I get into that announcement of why that has happened, turn with me in your Bible to Genesis chapter 33. We're going to be picking up our study in the book of Genesis. And now for a little explanation. We have been away from Balance Point for the last few weeks, probably almost 2 months now. And the reason for that is, quite simply, we have been helping out at one of our local churches. And it's been quite a bit of work to help out with this church. And the reason we're helping out there is because they're going through a little bit of growth challenge and a little bit of a challenge with needing just some extra hands on deck. And so for a while we were helping out not only with some teaching duties, but we also were leading worship for a few months. And it just takes a lot to run a local church. You know, plus it takes a lot to prepare these lessons for Balance. So anyway, we have reached a point now with that church where I can take a step back from some things. I still have teaching duties over there. I still have pastoral care duties over at that church. I still have some duties kind of in the technology department over there. But what that means is that we can go back to having our weekly or twice weekly Bible studies here at Balance Point. We are looking forward to being able to eventually merge the midweek at Balance Point with the midweek at Side by Side. And we've been doing that a little bit. You may have noticed we've not had any midweeks because particularly for those of you that are on Facebook, you've noticed that we've been streaming live from our Bible studies over at Side by Side. And that happens on Wednesday nights, and we generally start the stream somewhere around 7:05, 7:10. And we're actually looking forward to getting a server set up where we'll be able to multi-stream to both YouTube and Facebook Live. Right now, because of connectivity issues and the fact that we do have to use a cell phone to do the streaming, we just do not have the bandwidth to multi-stream at the moment. But we are looking forward to being able to make that change in the near future. So anyway, with that, let us calm our heart and let us begin and open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, it is good to be in your house, and it is good to be able to study your word. Father God, we thank you for this time when we can come together. And we ask in the mighty and powerful name of your son, Yeshua, that your grace would reign upon us. Father God, we ask for open ears, open eyes, and open heart as we gather together to study your word. We ask, Father God, for your wisdom and for your grace. Father, where we need to stand corrected, we ask, Father God, that you would correct us. Father, where we need encouragement, we ask that you would encourage us. Father God, where we need healing, we ask that you would heal. We thank you, Father God, for this time in your word. In the mighty name of your son, Yeshua, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And amen. We're going to be picking up, and in fact, what we're going to be doing for the next few weeks is when we last left off, I think our last Sunday sermon series was God's Wonder Women. And what we're going to do, mostly because the Lord just has not spoken to me about a Sunday series, we are going to be doing Genesis twice a week, two chapters a week. until we end this book of Genesis, because believe it or not, I was looking through our video library, and believe it or not, we have been in Genesis for almost 2 years. The other thing that maybe, and I'd like to hear from you about this, I am considering changing our format just a little bit, and actually, because it is possible that if you are Roman Catholic, or if you are one of the denominations that's a bit more liturgical, you are very familiar with the lectionary. And I've been praying about the idea of taking a three-year travel through the lectionary. And the way that would work is I would actually put out 3 videos a day, and they'd be a little short 10-minute video that would actually explain and teach through the daily readings in the lectionary. Now, lectionaries are a little bit different. I will probably be following the Methodist lectionary, but the pattern remains the same. Basically, what would happen is over a 3-year period, we would actually end up getting a pretty decent overview of the Bible, because over 3 years, you cover the entire Bible. And so I would like to hear back from you whether that would be something that would be of interest to the Balance Point family. It would be a little different than these lessons in that I would not be reading the passages, but rather I would just be explaining the passages. Little 10-minute explanations of each reading. So let me know what you think of that. I mean, the cool thing is I calculated it out, and at 10 minutes per passage, that means that over the, at the end of the 3 years, there would be almost, I think it, well over 200 hours. That would be simply amazing. But anyway, so let me know. And now we're going to be picking up in Genesis chapter 33. And when we last left off in Genesis, Jacob had made a break from where he was living with his father-in-law Laban. Laban pursued him, and there was a big peace conference. And it was this, and some new boundary markers have been set up. Now we move on. And we also saw where Jacob had wrestled with God. And he held on. And he held on until God blessed him. And so today we're going to pick up, and we're going to pick up where Jacob meets with his brother Esau. Genesis chapter 33. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau was coming, and 400 men with him. So Jacob had sent word to his brother Esau that, hey, I'm coming home. And Esau comes out to meet Jacob. And of course, Esau has 400 men with him. Now, we have to remember that the last time that Jacob and Esau were together, Jacob had just cheated Esau out of the blessing. And Esau was seeing red, pun totally intended. And Esau had stated that he was going to wait until until Isaac had died. And he was going to then kill Jacob. And so Jacob's been gone for 21 years. He's worked, and he's got 2 wives and 2 concubines. He's got basically 12 kids. I think at this point it's 11 kids because Ephraim has not been born yet. So he has Joseph, 11 kids. And the last thing that Jacob remembers is 20 years ago, Esau was ready to kill him. And now Esau is coming to meet Jacob with 400 men. Now, I'm betting that what's going through Jacob's mind right about now is he's going back to Isaac stories, telling about how his grandfather, Abraham, had defeated five kings with just the hired servants in the household. And Jacob is probably going, oh, man, and Esau's bringing a whole lot more than my grandpa had. And so we pick up, and so he divided the children among Leah, Rachel, and the two maids. And he put the maids and their children in front. He's like, yeah, guess what? You guys, y'all expendable. Y'all going in front. And Leah and her children next. Well, yeah, you know what, Leah? You may be my wife, but you're not the one I wanted. You're going up next. Next, Rachel and Joseph last. Because he loved Rachel. And he loved Joseph. But he himself passed on ahead of him. He's like, yeah, I'm going to put y'all, I've got y'all lined up. But I'm going to go ahead. And he bowed down to the ground seven times. Middle Eastern sign of respect as he came near to his brother. And watch this, verse 4. And Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him. And they wept. And that Hebrew verb there to kiss him, it's like he's continually kissing him. It was like, brother, I missed you. I missed you. Yeah, I might have been angry at you. Yeah, I might have said some harsh things in my anger. But, oh, Jacob, it's good to see you. It's been too long. I missed you. And they wept together. This is amazing because, you see, last time we saw Esau, we knew that he was a man of the field. He was a man's man. He was a hunter. And Jacob was a man of the tent, a tender man. And now 20 years later, Jacob has been out tending sheep and goats for 20 years. He's been out in the rain and the sun. He's been out in the heat and the cold. And while Jacob still is not a man of the field, a man of the hunt, I can only imagine that after 20 years, something had toughened up in him. And yet when these two brothers meet, these two men who 20 years earlier, one was a cheater and the other one was angry. They came together and they wept. And watch this. And he, that's Esau, lifted up his eyes and saw the women and the children and said, who are these with you? And so he, that's Jacob, said, the children whom God has graciously given to your servant. It's interesting because the blessing that Jacob received was that Esau would serve him. And yet, Jacob says to Esau, his brother, the children whom God has graciously given to your servant. The point of leadership, my dear brothers and sisters, is not that we would be served. But the point of leadership, the point of being raised up, the point of being blessed is that we are a blessing to others. We are not saved simply so that we get a get out of hell free card. We are not saved simply to be released from the fiery pit. We are not saved simply so we can sit on a cloud playing a harp in the great by and by. No, we are saved so that we might serve. That is the example of our Lord. Lord Jesus stepped out of heaven. I want you to think about this And we've talked about this passage so many times as part of the Balance Point family, Philippians, what's called the kenosis. And we've talked about this so many times. But it's something that we need to emphasize, that Jesus, though he was God, Jesus, though he has the right and the authority to command, Jesus, the one who has a right because he lived the perfect human life, to command us to serve him, came as a servant. He came as a servant. He lowered himself and he took on the place, not just of a servant. He took on the place of a slave. Now here in America, we don't like that word because it brings back memories of the American past. Memories of chattel slavery. We in America don't like that term slave because it brings up visions of sexual slavery here in the 21st century. And yet the thing is that for all of human history, since civilization started, there's been a slave class. There's been the idea that one could sell themselves into bondage. We like to think that we've grown beyond that, and yet, while we don't have chattel slavery today in America, we have wage slavery. Just as the master would determine where you're going to live, what you're going to eat, you know, who you might even marry, how you're going to live, we do the same thing, only now supposedly we get the choice in who our master is. And Jesus stepped out of heaven and he became obedient even to death. Even though the riches of heaven are his, even though the authority of heaven is his, and he served us by dying on a cross. Jacob, even though he has the blessing, even though he has the birthright, because the blessing was taken and the birthright was bought, says the children whom God has graciously given your servant. And now the family introduces themselves. The maids come near with their children, they bow down, and Leah came near with her children and bowed down. And after Joseph near with Rachel and they bowed down. And then Esau has a question. Hey, what do you mean by all this company which I have met? He said, and Jacob said, to find favor in the sight of my Lord. You see, Jacob had sent a gift ahead to Esau. He had sent a gift of the wealth of the land, of the animals. And it was a way to placate. Because remember, 20 years before, the last thing Jacob knew, Esau ready to kill him. And watch this. And Esau said, I have plenty, my brother. Let what you have be your own. Now, I don't know whether Esau really meant this or whether this is simply the Middle Eastern way of haggling and driving a bargain, because that is the culture to bargain and to haggle. But if Esau truly meant that, hey, I've got my own. I don't need any more. But watch this, because that was more than a gift, because all those animals represent a contract. Jacob says, no, if it please, no, please, if I've now found favor in your sight, then take my present from my hand. For I see your face as one sees the face of God. Jacob's here buttering him up quite a bit. And you have received me favorably. Please take my gift, which has been brought to you because God has dealt graciously with me and because I have plenty. And thus he urged him, and he took it. So now a peace treaty has been formed between Jacob and Esau. And Esau said, let us take our journey and go, and I will go before you. But he, that's Jacob, said, the Lord, my Lord knows that the children are frail, and the flocks and herds which are nursing are a care to me. And if they are driven hard one day, all the flocks will die. Please, my Lord, pass on before his servant, and I will proceed at my leisure according to the pace of the cattle that are before me and according to the pace of the children until I come to my Lord at Seir. So Jacob says to Esau, yeah, I'm going to come with you. I'm going to follow you to your place in Edom. I'm going to follow you. And watch this. Esau says, well, please at least let me leave with you some of the people who are with me. In other words, I believe that Esau probably meant this as a kindness. Hey, I've got armed guards. They can help take care of you on your way. Make sure that you get where you're going. But he said, that's Jacob, what a need is there. Let me find favor in the sight of my Lord. So Esau returned that day on his way to Seir. So Esau goes home. Jacob? Now Jacob journeyed to Succoth. He went the other direction and built for himself a house and made booths for his livestock. So he built a house and some barns. And therefore, the place is named Succoth, meaning shelter. Or let me just make sure in my notes that I do have that right. Means booths or shelter. Yeah. Now Jacob came safely to the city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Paddan Aram. And he camped before the city. So Jacob is living in tents outside the city. And he bought a piece of land. This is only the second piece of land that they actually own, where he had pitched his tent from the hand of the sons of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. So 100 pieces of money. Let's see what that will work. It doesn't tell. And he erected there an altar, and he called it El Elohei Israel, or God, the God of Israel. So he calls on the name of the Lord. It's interesting because this is really the first time that we see Jacob or Israel build an altar. This is the beginning of Jacob altered life. And we're going to begin to see, as Jacob goes through various incidents, that Jacob's faith is going to wax some, going to wane some. And that's so much like us. We don't always have the kind of faith that, you know, we should have. Our faith goes up and our faith goes down. And the question isn't whether we are going to rise and fall, whether we are going to fail or succeed. The question about our faith is, when we fail, do we fall towards the throne of God? And when we get up, do we get up towards the throne of God? That's the altered life. That's the life that God would have us to live. Oh, what a glorious reconciliation. What a glorious meeting between Jacob and his brother Esau. And even at the end, there's still that little catch, that little twist, that Jacob is still kind of scheming. But we see just a sweet, sweet, sweet restoration. Now, that's a picture that God would have for us, sweet restoration. Anyway, let us pray. Today's a little bit shorter lesson, even though it's been many weeks in the making. Father God, we just thank you for this time in your word. We ask in the mighty and powerful name of your son, Yeshua, our Lord and Savior, for that sweet, sweet restoration that you bring. We ask, Almighty God, for your grace and your mercy to reign in our lives. Father God, if there are any relationships that are broken between us and another, I pray that this week you might move mightily upon us to restore and to renew and to refresh. Father God, if there are things where we need to ask forgiveness, Father, point them out to us so that we might actually take care of those things and confess them and repent of them. Thank you, Father God, for all of these things and for this time in your word, in the name of your son, Yeshua, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Hey, if this message has touched your heart, why don't you contact us? The contact information is right here above my finger. You think I'd be right here. You can email us. You can message us on Facebook. You can message us through Google Plus and on YouTube. You can even send us a card or a letter. We love hearing from you. And we want to hear what God is doing through Balance in your life. If you are interested in becoming part of the Balance Point family, you can also join us by communicating with us through one of these means. And we will get together with you, set up a time when we can talk with you and go over who we are, what we believe, what we, what we believe, and how we do what we do. And you can either contact us by one of those means, or you could visit us by going to our ministry center at www.balance-point.org. Register an account with some contact information. Now, we do ask for one thing. If you are in one of those countries where it is a death sentence to name the name of Christ, do one of two things. Either use a disposable email, or better yet, take the teaching that you receive from Balance Point and go and share the gospel. Because see, the thing about here at Balance Point is you get the Bible read to you. We're reading the Bible. Now we jump around from translation to translation so we don't run afoul of copyright. But you will have the Bible read to you pretty much in its entirety. And so, take the teaching and go spread the good news of Christ if you live in one of those countries. Now, if you live in a country where there's no real persecution other than maybe some name calling or whatever, we want to know who you are. We want to know where you are so we can know how better to serve. Now, receive the blessing in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who is a God of reconciliation and restoration. Go in peace until we come again in his mighty name. Amen and amen. And we will see you on Thursday evening. Good night.